2.
Peace.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 99 of Two Piece Starks Live.
Oh my gosh. Are
oh my
serious?
Goodness. You'd think, like, doing this week to week, it wouldn't sneak up on us, but it did.
It certainly did.
How many episodes does it feel like we've done? All right, that's a bad question for you.
That's
never mind.
A bad question. Yeah.
Now, episode 100, that's not going to be next week, is it?
No, I don't think we can. No, we can't pull that off. We really have to work through what that's going to look like. So expect it in a couple weeks, maybe.
Yeah, we need some time to think about what we want to do for 100.
Boy.
But yeah. Let us know what you'd like to see in episode 100 before we put that one out.
It's all about the fans, Ray.
Well, it sounds like we have a lot of Black Doom Awards this week. But first, we would like to start off with Comic Talk. This week we had If It Ain't Broke, comic number 140, I think.
You're making me feel old, this podcast here.
It's weird. It's very odd.
I'm pretty much done, personally.
Professionally? We're done professionally, man.
Then everyone seemed to really enjoy it, so.
I think we had a few people who weren't as big of fans. We had a few people, and they're like, am I the only one that didn't like this?
Yeah, well, you are.
That's to be expected.
You awful person, you.
But yeah, I'm excited to do some more comics. It's just I just can't seem to find time to really sit down and get some larger things done that I'd like to do.
Yeah, well, you know, tracing takes a long time, so we understand. What's that guy's name again?
Burgers.
See, I know you don't forget this stuff. You have a list on your wall somewhere. It's like a hit list. One day I'll get Burgers.
Well, he's the one who's like, I know you traced the comic.
Kirby LOL or whatever. But I mean it was fun to everyone really enjoyed the horizontal comic.
Yeah, that was your joke, and I thought that was brilliant. Originally we were going to have
what was it going
to
be?
I was going to have it be where once the vertical borders drop in, that they, like, would fall through my computer screen or, like, fall through my face or something, you know, and, like, I'd be in dramatic pain from it.
Which I like that as well.
Yeah, and actually, that was the very first thing I tried doing, but just the way our characters in the computer are set up in the panels, I couldn't really split it into three parts and have it land in the right spot. It was just going to be something awkward. There was something weird that just never quite sat right. And
well, then that would be a cool, like, animated type of joke, you know, where you see it falling, you know, that would be cool.
There's a lot of things about our comics I think would work better in an animation than in a comic form.
Well, get on it.
Good grief, that takes so much work. All for a joke that already exists, you know, it's a little weird.
Yep.
Well, with every great comic comes great comments, and this week's suggestion box was no different. My comment of the week goes to Dark Devon, who said, nice comic, guys. I enjoy scrolling. It makes me feel like I'm getting more for my visit. Just wondering, though, if Ray really heard his voice in the next panel, would it be so high and nasally that he had to ask who said it? Actually, that was... that was good. I liked it.
Well, my comment of the week is going to go to High Water Trousers. Now, this is just a theory, but is Toopy Star going to create the end of the world? Last week, the world's population was crippled as they sprained their fingers trying to scroll through the comic. And this week, people are once again injured as they strain their eyes trying to read the small panels. On top of this, iPhones were running into issues. And do I see multiple Tims and Rays all in the same room at the same time? Soon the world will be filled with sprained-fingered and almost blind people trying to navigate the web on their glitching iPhones and using the tips of their noses. Then the whole multiple Tims and Rays will lead to a tear in the space-time continuum, and everything will be dragged into the dark abyss of nothing. Or my other theory about how this is a great comic to follow up last week's is correct. Yeah, I'll go with this theory. Great comic, guys. Great comment.
Much. Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
I think it's time for a little bit of Rick-a-Rick-it, a remix. This segment I mentioned a video game remix favorite of mine, who made it and where you can download it. This week it's a remix of a song from Final Fantasy VII called The End by Tefnek. Take a listen to a quick sample. We'll be right back. And if you'd like to find this for yourself, just head back to the page you grabbed this episode of 2B Start Live from, or the link is right there for those of you listening to our M4A version of the show. And right before we get to the Black Doom Awards, I think it's time that we watch some people rise from their graves.
Rise from your grave.
Many 2P Start fans tend to lurk behind the shadows, hiding their faces by continually reading our comics but never leaving a single comment.
How dare they?
So when one finds the courage to break free from the shackles of silence, we salute you.
This grave riser is Cow8675309. I am rising from my grave.
Rise from your grave.
Hey guys, been reading for the past, what has it been, a year maybe more? And I love all your comics. I'm always checking back here, just waiting for the next one to come out. Sorry it took me so long to comment. I don't usually do this, but anyway, keep up the good work, and I'll be waiting until the next update. Cow.
Next grave riser goes to Tall, who said, "Longtime reader, first time commenter, blah blah, onward. Another good one, although I'll admit, it took me a while to get the three panel part. I'm slow like that. Have to admit, I like the vertical format too, plus it makes scene transition more smooth. On a side note, you guys are now the only webcomic I watch. Guess it helps that this is one of the rare few webcomics that is both funny and family friendly." That's a very good point, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. And I mean, it's just crazy to think that our comics would be so different if we had just settled on a completely different format, you know?
Yeah, good point.
So, kind of interesting, but our last grave riser is 285. I shall consider myself grave risen.
Rise from your grave.
I have been following this comic from episode 12, the Brawl Audition comic. Wow.
Yeah.
And it has been a highlight of my week ever since, even though a considerable demographic of them, about 1 in 10, have not been to my taste.
I love this guy. He's honest, and I would agree with him on that.
Yeah, oh yeah. Hey, 1 in 10, that's better than most comics I read.
Better than most television shows I watch.
That's true. Over the past few weeks, I have been listening to the podcast, and I have now listened to them all, up to episode 91. Just 7 more to go. This comic has a very innovative twist to it, and in my books, it's one of the best. Wow,
well, thank
great.
You very much, you guys. Very kind of you. And those of you who are still in your graves.
How freaking dare you.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it being in the dark.
We will do episode 100 when we have 100 new grave risers to announce on the show. How about that?
When we get 100 callers all at the same time. Yeah. You know what? Just patch them all through.
I think before we get into something as dark and dreary as the Black Doom Award.
Yes.
We need to lift our spirits a little bit, and I'd like you to watch this with me.
Oh, okay.
Lily? Lily, what's wrong? Here we go. We're gonna watch Zipcord. Ready?
I am brainwashing your child. I love it.
Yay! Wasn't that cool, Lil? That's all there is. We'll
and it's over, and she has to cry about it. Let me tell you something. I played that thing like 6 times in a row, and every time it ended, she cried, and every time it started, she was intent as could be. Lace should be a nursery rhyme,
a children's book
star. Yeah,
and then Spike Jonze will do a live action version of my children's book.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I must say, I'm very happy to see Lily is doing so well, and
she's doing great.
Always nice to see you in motion, by the way, not just your voice. Although I must say, it's always shocking to see how expressionless you are when you talk. I mean, yeah. I mean, I know you're monotone, but the inability for you to raise your eyebrows. Okay, well, with that, I think it's time for the dreaded Black Doom Award. Whoa. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created, Black Doom.
Yes.
Well, Tim, I've got one Black Doom Award. How many do you have?
I have 3.
All right. You start.
Boy. Okay. The first one. There's this company, maybe you've heard of them. Konami? Have you ever heard of that company?
Wait, does it start with a K and end in Onami?
Yes. Anyhow, they're making a DSiWare game called Reflection.
Nothing
wrong with that.
Don't tell me this.
What? Did you pick the same Black Doom Award?
No, I just can imagine what this is going to be already.
Okay, well, the game doesn't look bad. I mean, it looks fine.
So it's not just a mirror reflection of yourself.
No, I don't even know what it's about, you know? honest.
I don't want to investigate any of this. I just want to rail on it.
But, okay, so obviously there's no, like, true box art, right? Because it's not in a box. Right. But the promo image that they've, you know, given out for people to, like, get excited about the game. Mm-hmm. Okay, you ready for it?
Yes, absolutely.
This is not fan art, by the way. This is like the actual.
This is Konami's
main title for a Konami download. Now I know it's a DSiWare game, but geez a Lou, to take a word out of Ray's vocabulary.
Out of my vocabulary, yeah. I think you might need something a little stronger here.
The gameplay. The game doesn't look that bad, but all of the concept art is horrible. I mean, look at the actual logo.
No, wait, hold on. What is this? Did someone hit invert on accident before they put it to web? Jeez.
Blur to heck right here.
Because I had seen the image of this girl somewhere else before. I think it was from the same site that I got the girl's sleepover party box art from. But, you know,
if that was like an iPhone game, I'd be like, all right, whatever.
What?
Like,
yeah.
It's an iPhone game.
Yeah, exactly.
I honestly believe that, Ray, as bad as you think you draw women, you could do better than this.
I don't know about that. First of all, it looks like something I drew.
All right. I wasn't going to say that.
So, really.
You could do at least as good, okay? Wait, is that your signature in the corner? No. But I'll let you take the next one if you'd like.
All right, well mine, listen. Men of this world need to understand something, okay? I don't profess to be a man, necessarily, but, like, I have enough mannish traits in me that I can kind of take a hint as to, like, what guys should and should not do. You know, like, there's that gut instinct in you. You're like, you know what? Maybe not a good idea. Well, basically, somebody proposed to their girlfriend using Super Mario World.
Oh, no.
So, essentially, what this person has done is they've hacked Super Mario World.
Made their own level.
Much like the ending of some of the Mario World levels where it's like, thank you for playing, where it's spelled out in coins. He has Lisa, will you marry me, spelled out in coins. And then you see footage of when she's running by the spot. He then pulls out a ring and proposes to her. And you can see what her response is here.
Yes.
How sad.
That's
and pathetic.
Awkward. That's really
dog
awkward.
Jumps up.
The dog. Like,
okay, when her response is, yes, no, you failed your, you have just failed your wedding proposal, okay?
Like, yeah, this was a, like cry or something.
Right,
or,
like, what did Sarah do when you proposed to her?
Well, she's very cold-hearted, so.
The third time.
No, I mean, yeah, my proposal was more like, I took her on top of a hill, and we watched the sunset, and we had like.
But how'd she respond? How did she respond when you proposed?
Sir, how'd you respond when I proposed? I don't know. If she didn't. I mean. here's the problem. Okay, no. Here's the problem. All right, you ready for it?
Yeah.
She knew it was coming.
Somebody
spoiled it for her.
Uh-oh.
So that was the
okay.
problem.
Okay. Well, you're yes. Yeah, so,
but I didn't hack a video game and propose through
right
a video
Animal
game.
Crossing, which I had predicted at one point long ago.
But where do you go from there, right?
First of all, I'm sad she said yes to begin with. Okay, like I don't care how much you and your girlfriend play video games together. Like you should never propose through video games unless it's the most ridiculous setup you've ever seen in your life. I mean, it would have to be something ridiculously amazing to pull that off. In this case, he's like in his parents' basement or something. She's just playing. He's probably like, hey, play this level real quick. Just play this for a second.
Yeah, she probably died and had game over. And
like,
then...
here, I got another story for you. My friend was walking through the park, and she saw a couple on a park bench, and the guy proposed. And what he did was, he got down on one knee, took off his shirt, turned around, and he had Will You Marry Me shaved into his back. Okay?
Oh my gosh.
And the girl, like yelled at him and started crying, not in a good way, and basically stormed off, right?
Ouch.
And I was thinking, good, good. You know what? I'm glad she did, because I don't, like, I want to meet the friend who shaved his back, you know? Because there was not one person involved with this. It was like, hey, will you shave this in my back? Yeah, you know what? That sounds like a great idea. Like, no, you need to drop that friend right now. Like, I don't know if this person had a friend, okay? Especially if he's in his basement programming Mario World levels like this, okay? But if he did have a friend, I doubt they were there to be like, you know what? Not a good idea with the Mario World thing. Just not feeling it, you know? Like,
so for all our fans out there,
change your usernames and then grow up, get a job, and don't propose through video games.
You have to take that back to a certain extent. Here's the reason. You know, we've seen, like, those YouTube videos of weddings where they're all, like, dressed up as Halo characters.
Am I going to take it back because people dress up as Halo characters?
No, but here's my point, is that kind of girl that would dress up as, like, Master Chief or whatever, she would appreciate something stupid like that.
She deserves better. I'm telling you right now, she deserves better than a freaking video game.
You're right. Or dress you should hack a level of Halo.
Right, yeah.
Leave a trail of dead bodies in the shape of Will You Marry Me?
Like, hey, go grab that invincibility thing. Oh, look, it's a wedding ring.
I don't think he thought it through, Ray. That's the thing. Once she saw it, and she was like, oh, like, he's got to think, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Like, you're not getting the response that you maybe thought you know.
Like, that sounded like, oh.
That's a pathetic sound.
Yeah,
yes.
That is not at all like, hey, I'm so proud to be your fiancé now. You know, like, that's not the sound you want to hear.
She didn't really even get up from the stool, you know?
She wasn't even leaving into this guy's arms. She was just like, listen, I'm going to stay here.
Did she let go of the controller? I don't even know if she let go of the controller. She kept playing the level. I mean,
when she sees it read, Will You Marry Me? She just starts eating away at the coins really quick. Like, huh? What? Oh, I must have missed something.
Oh, I got to go. See ya.
Like, that was not a fault-proof proposal. You know, like, he should have programmed in, Lisa, will you marry me? Just kidding.
Just kidding, yeah.
Just in
that
case.
That would have been good.
Just in case. She was like, no, keep running. Oh, I was just kidding, right? And then, like, put the ring back in his pocket, you know, like, swallow it real quick or something. All right, what's your block doom?
All right, next one. Boy, Phantasy Star Portable 2. I don't really care about the game, but there comes a point when product placement goes too far. And that point has been reached with a Pizza Hut crossover.
Oh, no! What? No!
The box is the shield.
Hold on.
And the pizza on the little pan thing, that's the sword. And there's even Pizza Huts in the game.
No.
Like, literal Pizza Huts.
No.
And the Japanese mascot, Mr. Cheese, is in the game. And that's not even the only crossover. There's a bunch of other, like, cross-promotional stuff with Fanta and some other, like, I don't know. It's like Phantasy Star, okay? It's one thing if it was, like, Jet Grind Radio or something.
Right.
If it was something modern. But Pizza Hut, like, it's either in the far future or in the
past. It's called The Hut, okay? I don't know if they figured this out, but when you put product placement in a new game, probably should make it its new name, right? The Hut.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe in Japan they haven't gotten that far. I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
But that, to me, just
a pizza box for a shield.
I mean, that's not even a good product placement, right?
Doesn't that cheapen the game?
Wouldn't that make you not want to play
it? I don't know about you. When I buy a pizza, I want to eat it, okay? I don't want to slay beasts with it. It probably has some stats, too, like flame monsters are immune to it or something. All right, well, finally, we'd like to wrap up the show with Musical Misfits. Some great video game songs have been ignored over time, and we play one in full after the show's over for those of you who are still interested. I normally trade off every other week with our listener suggestions, but I'm going to soak up an extra week here because I'd like to get in a few more in the archive section to break even with you guys. Also, as always, I'd like to start seeing some more submissions from those who haven't made it into the show yet. But with that, here's a little something from Rhythm Heaven on the Nintendo DS. So that will do it for this edition of 2-Piece Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic, and every Monday for a brand new podcast, although with the upcoming episode 100, we may take another week or so to prepare for that.
Ah, yes.
So, and hopefully that one will be just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye. So the 15 accessories cost $130 extra plus shipping. And you know what those accessories are?
Yeah, they're just
like
the lame...
two tennis rackets, two baseball bats, two of everything or something, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
A fishing pole. Like, they're junk.
The
you
fishing
can find
rod.
That stuff at, like, the...
Unfreaking believable.
Yeah, the fishing rod.
For what game?
What game is using the freaking fishing rod? I love that the fishing rod has a little fish lure next to it.
I know. I know, yeah. Like, as if the thing wasn't long enough to hit everyone you know, now you can hook your friend's mouth with it.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, you know what? Let me pull up that comment real quick. Where he says, someone that totally ignores getting a keyboard or chat pad for any of the next-gen systems needs punched in the face.
Oh, wow. See, this is...
And, you know, people wonder why we can't have world peace.
Yes.